Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Sharks had 19 power plays in the season series last year against Vancouver. Here's Marleau. He scores! Patrick Marleau, Mr. San Jose Shark, scores his 500th National Hockey League goal.
What an incredible moment that was.
Yeah.
And after 1,779 games, 566 goals, 631 assists, Patrick Marleau decides it is time, calling it quits after 23 years. To put it in context, Patty, you came into the league about the time my second son was born. Incredible. Congratulations, man. I mean, just what a hell of a ride it has been for you, I'm sure. Congratulations on a great career, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
So what was it that finally you decided 23 years was enough? Was there a game, a moment, just had it been building for a while? What made you finally decide to say that's probably good?
Yeah, it had been building for a little while. I think, you know, at the start of this year, I was still kind of holding out hope I might, you know, catch on with another team or might be able to play again. But obviously, as the days and weeks rolled on, it became more and more clear that you know, it might be time to hang him up, and you know, made the decision and made the announcement last week. So now I'm on to the next stage of my life and all that entails. So I'm kind of excited about that.
What was the first thing you thought about when you retired? I mean, or have you had time to really kind of process it? I read your story in the Players Tribune, and it was really cool. You talk about growing up on a farm and all the work you put in and the work ethic that you got from growing up on the farm, moving away when you were 14. I mean, a lot of sacrifices when you were younger. What goes through your mind? Because this isn't just a 23-year career. This has like been pretty much a journey since you've been a young boy.
Yeah, it's. I think when going through an announcement like that, it, there's a lot of emotions going on. But I think my wife kind of pointed me in the right direction, the right way to think about it. And she said, you know, this is a great opportunity where you can thank everybody who helped you along the way. And you know, when you do that, there's a lot of people to thank for sure. And and there's a lot more people that I need to go around thanking, but. You don't get to play in the league as long as I did, or without help and support. And I definitely had no shortage of that throughout my career.
How much do you feel like? I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask him how much do you feel like? And you mentioned in your story feeding the cattle and shoveling the grain and baling the hay, all that stuff that you had to do. How much of that work ethic do you think allowed you to play 23 years in the league?
Well, I think I attribute most of it, you know, having that work ethic to be able to do it. I think I made sure I was never settled on, you know, okay, I've accomplished this, now, you know, take your foot off the gas kind of thing. I was always trying to, you know, get better or stay at the level I was at certain skills and keep pushing to get better. And, you know, having role models like my family, my mom and dad and my brother and sister, you know, growing up, that carried a lot of weight throughout my career.
Talking to Patrick Marleau on the UMA guest line, one of the craziest notes or most interesting notes to look at when you look over your career is you were drafted at 17 years old, man. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced coming into the league as really a kid who should be in like junior English class, and instead you're out here skating with some of the best players in the world? What were some of the biggest challenges you faced then?
Probably getting to the bar on the road would be the biggest challenge.
Attaboy. That's it.
No. Yeah, just trying to learn the game as quick as possible at a young age. And I lived with Kelly Rudy my first year, and him and his family helped me out tremendously. But to be able to, you know, live with somebody like Kelly, who'd been in the league for a number of years at that point and knew all the ins and outs, and to be able to pick his brain and learn from him was instrumental in the rest of my career.
What did you think about hockey in San Jose when you were drafted? And what do you think about it, obviously, now after the years of success you've had there? You guys were, like, really, for 20 years, you guys were in contention for not only the playoffs but the bigger prize. And maybe not a complete 20, but a lot of it, you guys had a really good hockey team. And you know the passionate fans down there in San Jose. I mean, what were your thoughts coming from Canada, where hockey is king, to San Jose, where you don't really think much about hockey, and then getting here and finding out that it was a pretty good hockey town?
Yeah, I was. I didn't really know much about San Jose or the Bay Area before I got drafted. And then once I got here and got involved in the community and all the minor hockey later on with my boys, it's just a great place. I mean, the fans here are unbelievable, and I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of fans through my kids' hockey. And once you become a hockey fan in the Bay Area, there's no turning back. You're a hockey fan for life. So that's what I loved about the fans out here. They're just so passionate about the game.
What were the biggest changes you think? You play for this long, the game evolves, obviously. What do you think are some of the biggest changes you saw in the style of play, in the way guys prepared for games from the time that you got here to wrapping up your career this season?
Yeah, so when I first got in the league, it was, you had to be big and strong in order to play, and there wasn't too many small guys out there because there was so much hooking and holding and clutching and grabbing. It was, I mean, some nights you felt like a plow horse going up and down the ice, having somebody, on your back. But, when the rules changed after the lockout in 04, I think it opened the game, right up, and it allowed, smaller players, allowed skilled players, fast players to use their skills to their advantage. And you can kind of see how the game's gone from there. It's now you got to be very highly skilled. You got to be able to skate really well, and the game's kind of taken off from there. It's great to see.
It's interesting because you look at your style of play, it was better for you kind of the older you got. The game opened up a little bit. You're able to use your skills. Kind of like basketball in that sense, where they just said, hey, everybody wants to watch the athletes do what they do instead of having to try and muck and grind through an entire hockey or basketball game. Do you look at it now and go, damn, I wish they would have had all those rules now when I came to the league?
Yeah, you do. You wonder, like, well, what if those rules were in place right when you first came in? But now you see, it was a little bit old school back then. You come in the league, you start out, you start at the bottom rung, and then you work your way up. Now, kids come in and they're allowed to. They get the ice time to show their show what they got. So, I mean, all the power to them. Now, those kids coming in and showing what they got right from the bat, so that's good for them.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Patrick Marleau on the UMA guest line. What do you think is the most difficult element to the game to learn?
I think it's probably the defensive side of the game. I think for a lot of people, obviously everybody wants to play in the offense. They want to be the ones scoring goals and making plays, making assists. But I think probably as a forward, anyways. Learning that defensive side of things, and that was kind of instilled in me, pretty quickly coming in under Daryl Sutter, and that was one of the things like all the other players kind of talked about in the locker room, and all the veteran players, like, this is what helps win championships is playing both sides of the puck, and that was probably the biggest thing to the biggest adjustment from junior to coming to the NHL.
So I usually ask this of football players, like, what was their welcome to the NFL moment? Like, when they got a hit and they realized they were in the NFL, was there somebody, you remember a check somebody gave you that you thought, okay, I'm in the NHL now?
Yeah, my very first game, I remember, I might have even been my first shift, I'm not too sure, but I think Brian Marchment, who I got to play with later on and who introduced me to my wife, actually, was trying to... was pretty close to taking me out of the out of the play my very first shift. I think I actually tripped or toe picked or something and got underneath his check. But he was coming at me pretty quick that first game.
He made it up. He made it up, obviously. No doubt about
it.
Yeah,
he did.
What was the partnership like with you and Joe Thornton? I mean, the 1 and 2 overall draft picks, and that was kind of like, I don't want to say the heyday, but those were good times, and you guys had some really good teams, and you guys were at the forefront of it, and just watching you guys play, and what was that like, being able to play with him and have those teams? And although you guys didn't win at all, you guys came close a couple times, and you guys always had a really good hockey team. What were those years like?
Yeah, those are so much fun, just playing with, being on the same line as Joe, obviously being he's got 1,000 some odd assists, and to be the recipient of some of those great passes was always fun. I knew going into games playing with him, I'd get at least 3 or 4 good looks at the net, so it was just up to me to keep getting in those spots and try and bury the puck in the back of the net. And I mean, our teams, those are some fun teams. I mean, you knew going into a lot of other teams' buildings, or even going into our own arena, like, you felt really confident going into those games, and that was always fun driving into the rink, knowing that you're probably going to end up on top with a W that night.
Yeah, knowing you have the best team is always a fun trip to the arena before you go there going, yep, we're going to win tonight. Unless we do something really stupid, we're going to win tonight. We're talking to Patrick Marleau, nice enough to join us, who earlier this year has announced his retirement from the game of hockey after 23 years. What are some of your favorite memories of playing, either with the Sharks or elsewhere, but I'm probably with the Sharks, but what are some of your favorite memories, either personally or team memories that you had on the ice, in the locker room? What were some of the things that, like, you'll remember?
I think for on the ice, the biggest thing I'm going to remember is just playoff time, the playoff atmosphere. That was always the most fun as a player. Because I think come playoff time, you can't worry about what just happened. You're always looking ahead. You're always going for that next game, win or lose. So that's what I really liked about it compared to the regular season, where you can get down on yourself and you can kind of get in a funk. But there's no time for that in the playoff time, and the intensity just ramps up. It's just unbelievable to be part of those games. And as far as away from the rink, I think it's just all the meals and parties and team dinners that we would do on the road. I think those are some of the things that I'm going to miss the most.
Do you ever get or this time of year, do you start to get the literal itch on your chin? You start thinking playoff beard, maybe off the ice?
Yeah, maybe. That's one of the things that was always fun to do or be part of, is to see everybody growing their beard, some a lot better than others, that's for sure.
I don't think Joe's cut his in years. You see that thing?
Yeah. He's taking it to a new level, that's for sure.
Is regal. His beard is regal. Brent Burns is just like, I'm not sure what's going on with that thing. Somebody said, you wouldn't be surprised if you found a half a chicken in Burns' beard.
Yeah. Probably maybe a pastrami sandwich or something in there, too.
Hey, before I let you run, I got to add, I know we asked you this the last time we had you on, Patrick, and we appreciate you joining us. What was it like when you passed Gordie Howe? I mean, this guy is basically hockey. I mean, there's like two names. There's a lot of names I could think of, but it's Gretzky and Howe. Those are like the two names you think of when you think of hockey. I mean, what did that mean to play that long, to be injury-free, to take care of yourself? You mentioned the work ethic. I mean, to be able to pass him, how do you take that in?
Yeah, it's one of those things you got to pinch yourself. Is this really happening? I mean, I grew up in Saskatchewan. Gordy's from Saskatchewan. He was one of the guys I'd be going through hockey cards or going through stats books, like, okay, who are the guys from Saskatchewan? And obviously you got Gordy, like, best all time. And he made it. He's from Saskatchewan. Maybe there's a shot I can actually get my foot in the door and play in the NHL. Brian Trotche from Saskatchewan and Mark Lamb. So there were some names that I would look up to and, draw some inspiration from. But, I just kind of pinched myself, like, oh, this is crazy. Gordie Howe, it was amazing. And it was pretty pretty cool how he was from Saskatchewan and I'm from Saskatchewan. So I thought that was pretty sweet that it worked out that way.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Before I let you go, so what are the plans now after retirement? Do you have any interest in staying involved in hockey? I know being a dad and just doing that kind of thing is something I'm sure you want to do and be able to enjoy all that. Because that's the one thing people don't realize when you're an athlete. There's so much time spent away from the family. You miss a lot of things that people just take for granted. The graduations, the holidays, the birthdays. And even when you're there, it's kind of hard to be there sometimes because you're training for the next season and getting ready. So I'm sure that's part of the schedule. But other than that, I mean, is there anything else you want to do, or is it just relax and kind of take it in and see what happens?
Yeah, you nailed it right on the head with the family thing. So I'm gonna try and enjoy them and do that. Yeah, and then we're just gonna kind of see what happens. My wife seems to think that I don't know if she's already sick of me, but she seems to think that I'm gonna end up back in hockey doing something. But you know, she's like, go find a job no. Yeah, maybe one day we'll get back into hockey and I mean, obviously, it's been such a big part of my life throughout it has been a big part of my life right from the beginning. So might as well keep it going in some capacity. Looking forward to it.
It's so funny you say that because I think every athlete says that in jest, but there's some truth to that. You have a routine for 23 years. I didn't have it for about a third of that. But after you get done, you know, you go to practice, you travel, you're gone for a week, you know, you have alone time. I can go shopping, I can watch my shows, whatever. It's like when you're around the house all the time, literally they say, what are you going to do? You going to do anything, or are you around here all the time?
I got to make my own, like you said, so used to having the schedule given to you and dates where you're looking forward to. Camp opens up here, so I got to be ready doing this and that. Now it's like... all right, I don't have a schedule, then just the kids and the family schedule just kind of goes in front of you, like, okay, this is what you're doing now. You drop this kid off here, take this kid there, yeah. So.
Hey, congratulations, Patrick. We've appreciated the conversations throughout the years. You've always been a class act and a true professional, and I know I can speak on behalf of Sharks fans. Thank you for the 23 years you played and with the Sharks, and Randy Hahn said you're Mr. San Jose Shark, and I'm sure that means something to you, and I know it means a lot to a lot of people who watch Sharks hockey, so we just want to say congratulations on an absolutely hell of a career, and enjoy your retirement, and hopefully, you know, don't be a stranger. We can catch up with you from time to time.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you guys for having me over the years. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it, man. Good stuff from Patrick Marlin.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.